Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again.
Little Chicago bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget my blog and my newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you by email on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Grace Marie Turner is with us. She's with the Galen Institute. That's galen.org. It's an outstanding organization focusing on healthcare reform. Grace Marie and I have been talking about healthcare reform, just the two of us. She's been doing it longer than I have, but 12 years coming up in March, Grace Marie, will be our anniversary. And I'm very proud to say that, you know, that you and I were talking about this when healthcare wasn't cool and when it wasn't on the tip of everybody's tongue. And I point out to people that, you know, that I didn't come to this debate a year ago. You know, we've been trying to get some sense into people about this, and you have. That's all you do for a living, is trying to get some sense into people about the healthcare reform, and I think it's starting to work.
Well, people know that we've got problems in our health sector we have to fix. And what they've been told over the last year is, well, you may not like what we're doing, but we have to do something. Well, it's worse to do something wrong than to do nothing. Let's do this right.
I think people are seeing, Grace Marie, something I predicted in an article last summer. I said, as you get closer and closer to the vote, it's going to look less like reform and more like politics. And I really believe, and I'm so proud of the American electorate, the people. I'm so proud of what of the way they're seeing this, that it really is. They're seeing that the things that the politicians are saying are demonstrating that this is not about them. It's not about helping them with healthcare reform. It's only about politics.
It really is, and it's become so blatant with the Cornhusker kickback, with the special
tell people
deal
what that,
for
tell,
Senator
tell
Nelson.
People what that means.
Well, that means that Senator Nelson, who was the holdout vote to put this over the finish line in the Senate, said, well, you know, we really got a problem with Medicaid in our state, so the Senate Majority Leader put in a special provision exempting Nebraska from having to pay their share of this expanded Medicaid population in perpetuity.
Forever.
And
Senator Nelson is a moderate Democrat.
Purchase with Senator Landrieu got another $300 million for her state, and there were special deals for Senator Levin in Michigan to exempt Blue Cross Blue Shield from new taxes. It is laden with
If any corporation did one tenth of any of that, they'd go to jail.
Yes.
Folks, and listen, this is not hyperbole. When we're saying what we're doing, this is not hyperbole. This is the truth. This is nothing short of bribery and corruption when we're talking about. Now, Grace Marie, there's one other thing. Tell the audience, it's my understanding that the mandate for companies in this healthcare proposal that they've got is 50 employees or less, you're exempt from it. Less than 50 employees is my understanding. Is that correct?
Unless you're in the construction industry.
Tell them that's the rest of the story. Tell them that.
Unbelievable. So
pay attention, folks. This is going to be on the test.
50 employees or less, you have to provide health insurance that the government mandates, which is going to be more expensive than most companies can afford now, unless you're in the construction industry, in which case, if you have 5 employees or more, you're subject to all of the onerous federal provisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the labor unions say, oh, well, that's because these little construction companies are really not competitive because they don't have to pay labor union wages, and now they won't have to pay labor union health care costs.
Yep.
So they exempted one particular industry to target it after the labor union said, well, we don't want to have to pay this new expensive tax on our health care plans at the high end, these new Cadillac taxes, so let's exempt the labor unions from that. what on earth is this? And this is the bill, this is all the Senate bill, which Nancy Pelosi is now talking about, just jamming through and saying, okay, if we don't have a 60th vote in the Senate now to pass a revised bill fixing up some of this mess, then we're just going to pass the Senate bill through the House, jam it through the House, send it to the President, and pass it anyway. This drives me nuts.
Well, it's a political death wish, isn't it, Grace Marie?
I think it will be, but, you know, they must have a bigger agenda than politics, because they haven't been listening to the American people since last summer when they said in no uncertain terms, this is not the direction we want to go. We are scared to death of the government taking over our health care system. We don't want anybody's 2,000 pounds.
Have you seen anything as unpopular in your career? Have you seen anything else as unpopular with the electorate? Is this one?
You know, the American people have spoken. They have used every opportunity they can. The gubernatorial elections in New Jersey and Virginia last fall, today, very likely, in Massachusetts, Congress is not listening. Representative democracy is breaking down. When you have a health care bill that transforms one-sixth of the economy, has a 32% approval rating, and they plan to do it anyway, that is driving me nuts.
Well, that's driving a lot of people nuts, and certainly we've been talking about it on this show for a long time. I've written about it quite a bit over the last year or so, or more than that, really. And I tell you what, Grace Marie, I am so proud of the American people, the people,
yes,
as they say,
absolutely,
because they are paying attention. Grace Marie, I think Americans are paying attention to what's going on in Washington like they haven't done in
absolutely
a long
right
time.
Because this affects every one of us.
Folks, thank you for doing that. I'm so proud of you.
I don't
care whether you agree with me or not. That's not important. I just want you to pay attention to what's going on, because otherwise, remember this, folks, we get the government that we deserve. And I think we deserve better. And if we're going to deserve better, we got to pay attention and let them know what we think. Tintail, stay with us right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.